الله الرحمن الرحيم. Still busy with the hadith where the three people went on a journey and at night they had to take some shelter. So they went into a cave and a rock from the mountain fell and closed up the entrance, the mouth of the cave. And then they decided to present their amal to Allah Ta'ala, and in which there was 100% sincerity of doing it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the first person presented that he used to look after his very old parents very well. And one day he got delayed and he could not give them the food and they slept away. The children kept on crying for their food, but he gave preference of giving his parents first food. And then on that the rock moved a little bit. Further, we read a little bit about the details of that. Yeah, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. Your Lord, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, your Allah has made this qadha, has made this has given this command. Qadha is like a judgment. So to say, many times parents complain about their children, children complain about their parents. So after hearing both sides of the story, so to say, Allah made a judgment. That the final judgment is that you should only worship Allah Ta'ala wa bil walidaini ihsana. And with your parents you should have a suluk, a relationship of ihsan. One is that how they treat you, you treat them. One is they treat you good, you treat them bad. And one is they treat you bad, you treat them good. That is ihsan. So for parents, Allah Ta'ala has made this decision, this qadha, that you must treat them in a very nice way. And also a very important point is that with the oneness of Allah, with the tawheed, complete tawheed, Allah has put the level of looking after one's parents, treating them well as well. So that shows how important it is in our deen to look after parents. And really an old age home is not conceivable in an Islamic society. But unfortunately we can see how far we have gone, that today we have to say you have to have an old age home. And the sad part is that we don't remedy the problem, that is the children must look after the parents. We look at the other solution of making old age homes. That is not the real solution. Effort has to be made that the ummah comes to understand. And like that, it is easy to speak with old parents. It is not easy to fulfill their rights. And if a person hasn't got his old parents with him, for him to speak is easy. But yet the command of Allah is that we should have this relationship with our parents, and they should be above all everything else. Our parents are very, very important in our deen. Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. And if one or both of them have to reach old age while you are still living, fala taqul lahuma uff wa la tanharhuma. Then don't even say uff. Don't even say, in our hours we'll say, ah, what are you saying again? How much are you talking now? You're just carrying on now. Don't say that also at all. And don't rebuke them for anything. That you old now, you don't know what you're talking. When they talk sense, we say they are gone senile. And they are talking all wrong things and they don't know what they are saying. So we have to be very careful. There's a very important command of Allah. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And when you speak to them, it must be words of very great kindness, very with words of great humility and with great kindness. وَخْفِضْ لُهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلْمِ. And lower your wing of humility in front of them. In other words, be always humble in front of them. وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And make this dua all the time. they had mercy on me, you have mercy upon them. When I was small, how much of mercy, as somebody said it very nicely, that when children are small and they get ill, which happens, children do get sick, then the parents say, Ya Allah, if you have to take life, take my life, but spare my child. And when they get old, the children say that, Oh Allah, if you have to take life, take my parents' life now. They are old now. And it's difficult for us to look after them. Take them away now. So this is the great difference between the two. So it's very important, Allah give us tawfiq. If parents are living, to look after them, respect and honor them. So much so Islam is said, if the parents are non-Muslims also, then be also kind to them. Respect them also. If they command you with kufr, shirk, that you don't listen to them. But otherwise you be kind and good to them. And treat them also in a nice way, even the non-Muslim parents. So we can say how much stress has been put in Islam looking after one's aged parents. There are other hadith that mention severe warnings for those who disobey their parents. And that also is a common thing today. And especially for the wife's sake or for some other material gain, we just don't consider our parents at all. So and the rights, wife also has got rights. They have to be fulfilled also properly. But the parents' rights are very, very important and they must be fulfilled very, very much. The second person abandoned the sin of infidelity when he had the full ability to commit it. The second person who presented his amal when he so much wanted to have sexual relations with his cousin and he had the full opportunity now, right to the end he could have done it, but then when she reminded him of the law of Allah, for Allah's pleasure, he did not commit that sin. And that also a person can understand when he has reached that stage, now to refrain from that, how difficult it is. And the money he gave her, that also he left by her. This requires spiritual strength and taqwa that can be developed by frequenting the company of the righteous, avoiding places of evil, and being conscious of Allah Ta'ala at all times. All this we can understand, it is not really possible for a person to do this. But when he has got taqwa, in other words, that connection with Allah, then Allah Ta'ala helps such a person. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, in what a predicament he was put into also. But when you have that connection, and that is what we have to build, then with all our matters, even small, small matters in our business, in our family, can be sorted out if we have developed this taqwa. For so far then, an effort has to be made. A definite effort has to be made. Then a person acquires this taqwa and it will help him throughout his life in this world, in the year after as well. And without that taqwa, temptations are out there all the time. Whether they are in business, whether they are with women, whether they are in the family, in everywhere there are temptations. Without this taqwa, a person falters and he makes grave mistakes then. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with these qualities, and from this, not just an incident that we are reading about, but that we take the lessons and try and bring them into our own lives as well.